Hey everyone, I thought I would take this time to show you how I cook steak and how I butcher steak and how I save money. So this is the steaks I buy. They're less than $20. They're not that big. And I buy two of them, so I spend about $40 on steak, but I get this whole container full of steaks after I cut them apart. This is basically a roast, and I'll show you how I prepare it, and it's very soft and tender once you prepare it. So the butcher knife I have, I also got at Sam's Club along with the meat. They're $15 for two of them. They're very cheap. They cut really well. They're not fancy. They have plastic handles, but they work really well. Again, two for 15 at Sam's Club. Notice the cut is kind of triangular shaped. That's why it's a cheaper cut. It's not as aesthetically appealing, but it doesn't matter. So you take the butcher knife, you know, just determine your thickness and just start cutting through the meat, and you can cut yourself a nice little steak. So I'm gonna cut this one a little bit thin so that it cooks quicker because I got shit to do. You can cut yours thicker if you want. And then, you know, because this is like a butcher knife, you gotta kind of saw through the bottom a little bit, but it's fine. Anyway, so once I cut through all the fat and all that good stuff, then I stretch it out and I have a meat tenderizer, which I got on Amazon. It's about $15. And you just push it into the meat, and it puts little holes in the meat. And this will break up the muscle tissue and make the meat more tender. So just do both sides. Just push down on the meat with the meat tenderizer. It was about $15 on Amazon. When you push down on it, it has like these little, not needles, but they're like little knives, like swords. And they stab the meat and put little holes in it. All right, then what I do is I put some coarse salt on both sides of it. And then after you put the salt on it, you want to put it in the fridge overnight. So, and that will soak the salt in and it'll seal the flavor and make it all taste better and all that good stuff. And then you just put it in the container. As you can see, I already cut one earlier. Put some salt on both sides. Just, you know, I usually put mine in a little dish, and that way I just pinch it, add it to the thing, and there you go. All right, then we're gonna grab our butcher knife. We're gonna cut another one. Don't worry, I'm not gonna show you like me cutting both slabs of meat. I'm just gonna show you just a little bit. So again, I'm just taking this butcher knife. Again, it was only $15 for two of them. They're very affordable. They just don't have any fancy handles, but they cut nice. So anyway, you cut through, and there you go. Once you separate it, you might have to cut through the fat a little bit. And then again, you just stretch it out, take the meat tenderizer, put a bunch of holes in it, just stab it down. They have ones that are like a hammer, if you prefer the hammer, or like a circular one. I just got the one that's a little bit more like a rectangle. And I just go down the steak, just stabbing it, putting little holes in it. And then I take the salt. Now I use a coarse salt, like it's kosher salt. There's also like really coarse salt that's like little pebbles. You generally want to use a coarser salt. You don't want to use like table salt. Just take like, you know, the kosher salt's fine, or you can take the big stuff. Now, once you have more than two steaks, you can just lay them on top of each other. You only have to put salt on the tops because there's already salt on the bottom from the previous steak. But as you can see, I butchered both of them. It cost me less than $40 for both cuts. And I filled an entire container full of steaks. And there you go. So, you know, less than $40 for all that steak. That's probably gonna last me about a week and a half. All right, so now that I've shown you how to cut the steaks and how to prepare them, I'm gonna show you how I cook them. So I have a little George Foreman. I got this at Walmart for less than $20. I use Kerrygold garlic and herb butter. They come in little sticks. And I have this little device that you put the stick butter in there. It's made for corn on the cob. And it allows you to kind of push the stick butter through so you don't handle it with your fingers. You don't accidentally burn your fingers putting the butter on the George Foreman grill. But I just rub the butter on the grill. Just gives it a little butter to, you know, so that the meat doesn't stick and stuff. And because it has garlic and herb infused in the butter, it gives it a little bit of flavor. But you don't need to go crazy. Anyway, let the George Foreman heat up. And then, you know, when you're done, you just put the cap back on and you save the butter for later. And it's nice and tidy. Put it back in the fridge, use it next time. All right, so now that it's kind of warmed up and the butter is nice and bubbly, you take the steak, stick it on the grill, All right, and that's about it. You know, and because it's a George Foreman, it grills top and bottom. You don't have to worry about flipping it so much, although I will, because I'm going to put seasoning on it. So this is a savory steakhouse seasoning, and I just shake it. I use a mason jar with like a shaker lid, because when the seasonings cake, I use a coffee grinder to re-soften them. So that's why it's in a little mason jar thing with a shaker. I have these little tongs that I bought on Amazon for like really cheap, and they're just for flipping the steaks. I didn't want to use like actual tongs. I have these little tiny, almost like salad bar tongs. But there you go. So now I'm going to flip it just so I could season the other side. You don't need to flip these because the George Foreman will cook top and bottom, but I flipped them just so I could season the top and bottom separately. So again, I'm going to take my little thing, shake some seasoning on it, and then I'm going to just close it again, let it cook. All right, and also you might want to rotate the steak because sometimes, you know, based on the irregular shape of the steaks, one side might be thicker or there might be fat and it may not like be perfectly flat because this is a cheaper cut because the steaks are kind of weirdly shaped. So don't be afraid to rotate it to make sure that everything gets cooked evenly. And then once it's done, you're good to go. And you just put it on a plate and enjoy. And that's it. That's how I cook my steak. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. See you next time.